Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. God bless you this morning, coming to you right here from Chicago. And I want to tell you, all is well. Let go and let God. I'm praying for the Parker family right now. Ashe, the Parkers. Ashe, all the ancestors. But God has allowed us to be together, and we need to let that go on.
Oh!
God bless you. God allowed us to come together one more time on a Sunday. And I want to say to you, all is well. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And right now, Chelsea and the family I'm praying for, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Sometimes we don't know what's going on, but we have to stay focused on God. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Yet if I walk through the valley, shadow of death, I'll feel no evil there with me. God allowed us to come together one more time on a Sunday. And I want you to be able to understand the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God has put us in a situation where we might overcome the negativity. And I want to tell you, God is able this morning. You might not understand. I was reading the 14th chapter of St. John, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, be also in me and my Father's house, that many mentioned, but not so I wasn't told you. I want you to get up, get ready, and let God enter your life. There's no way that God ain't touching you. The wage of sin is death, the gift of God eternal life. And I'm going to tell you, whatever you're going through right now, God has brought us together one more time. I'm going to pray for your success, your healing. And I want to say to you, Ashe, our ancestors, I went back to our ancestors last night and began to pray. God has brought us this far. We can't stop now. God will continue to bless us and see us through some pain. Ashe. So I'm asking God for a total deliverance. I'm asking God for total breakthrough. And God's able to do it for us. We just let go and let God. And I'm asking you to let go and let God. This morning, whatever you're going through, all is well. Psalms 109, Psalm 91. And I want to tell you, raining outside, storming outside, but God is still in control of the world. And I want you to know this morning, at this hour, this 11 o'clock hour, all is well. And God will see you through the storm that you seem like you're going through right now. And I want to tell you that God is able to deliver us and bring us to another level. And I want you to receive that level of healing, that level of success, and that level of happiness, because God can do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on the word of God. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. With all that's going on, I'm praying for every family this morning, the lost loved ones, those lost from abroad, those that lost in the city of Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and all across this nation. I'm praying for deliverance and praying that God open up that door for you. And he has brought us together, not to fight each other. He brought us together to love. And I want to thank you, those that have called, those that have been involved. I want to thank you, Sister Lisa, Brother Joe, hanging there. Prayer changes things. And whatever you're going through with your family this morning, I want you to pray. Whatever you're going through with your husband, your wife, your children, your sister, your brother, pray that God will clear things out. We are living in a chaos community. We're living in chaos times. We live in time of hate and evil. We live in the time of murder. I'm praying for the people over in London. I've seen what is fighting and shooting and killing. Mass murder going on in the plain open daylight. People, so we have to pray that this spirit of Abaddon, the spirit of death, be lifted the spirit of darkness be lifted out of us. The spirit of fear must be lifted off of us. The spirit of hate must be lifted out of a young person. The spirit of poverty must be delivered out of a young person. And I want to invite you to joy of the Lord. I want to deliver you to breakthrough of the Lord. And I want to tell you all is well. You might not see it, but God has never made a mistake. So God is in control. I just want you to know that. And if you know God is in control, you know everything's going to work out. And I just want you to get ready for a controlling situation. I want you to get ready for a healing situation. I want to bring joy. Joy in your life, joy with your family, and God's going to do it for you. Whatever you need, tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody God loves you and I love you. And I'm going to remain up, not down. I'm not going to remain negative. I'm going to remain positive. I'm going to remain that God is through the storm. The storm of flood. The storm of lightning and thundering. You're going through a storm. But joy come in the morning. So morning time is on its way. And you begin to say, joy in the Lord. Joy with the Lord. Joy uplift the Lord. So in many things that we have experienced, God is still in control this morning. And sometimes Psalms, the Spirit brought me Psalms 27. God's going to lift you up over your enemies. And God's going to turn things that are negative around and bring it to peace for you. So get ready for God to change some things quick, fast, and in a hurry. So as God gets ready to change your landscape, change your mind, change your spirit, don't fret. God is still in control. What I said to you, Raymond, all is well. Thank you, Sister Bright Star. Thank you, Sister Jean Grover, who came back from New Orleans. Them that made that faith, them that got home and got bad news, I want to tell you, God has allowed us this time to be together. God allowed us to walk together. And he allowed us to walk together in peace and joy. I want to thank God that we're able to walk together in peace and joy. I want to thank God that right now for you, let me give you a word of prayer. Those that responded, Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, we come this morning for healing. God, we come this morning because you are a healer. I want you to look right now. Those that need to be healed, those that need to be delivered. Somebody needs to look up and know God has brought us in by a divine reason. I'm praying for you, Pastor Lorraine. I'm praying for you, Pastor Jean. I'm praying for you, Sister John. God is able to see you through every letter, every telephone call. Every expression of love is about God. It's about being healed. It's about helping somebody. Whatever you're going through this morning, I want you to look up. So I'm going to live, and I'm going to make a difference in my life. God has brought us together one by one, name by name. In bringing us together, he let us know that we can make it. So I just want you to get ready. God bless you this morning. I want you to get ready to claim the anointing of the Holy Spirit that come up on you. But I want to say the devil's a man. And he's all lost, but he had to find out where his power was at. Sometimes your power is in God. And the reason you don't know that, you haven't asked, you have not and you ask not. I want to ask you this morning, what have you asked God for lately? What have you asked God to do for you lately? Have you asked God to do something special for you, and God did it, and you didn't acknowledge what God told you to do? And I want to tell you, going in, going out, Patricia, I'm praying for you. Margaret, I'm praying for you. Sister Daniels, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Robin, I'm praying for you. Every lover, every telephone call, every expression of love, I'm praying for you. Thank you, Jean, you made it back successful in New Orleans. God bless you. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you tonight. Mary Hawkins, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you that God is able, Ralph, to heal you. Pearl Jackson, I'm praying for you. My word for you this month, hang on in there. Don't give up. It looked like you're about to die, and God stepped in and said, live, don't die. And I want to tell you this morning, every one of you that I'm talking to this morning, they're going through something. But I want to give you, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. And I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging word. The word I want to give you this morning, hold on. Hold on. It seems like you can't make it, man, but you can. Woman, it's like you can't make it, but you can. It seems like all your friends gone. And it ain't nobody there for you, but God is right there. God is looking at you. God knows what you want and what you need. And he's going to give you just what you need. I'm praying for that young lady and her daughter. Then a young man that's been sick, he said, Bishop, I don't know, can I make it? Yes, I want to tell you, this morning, I just missed high blood pressure. I just missed cancer, cataract, tumor, cataract. I just missed them. In the name of the Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, I take time out to dismiss every evil spirit, every demonic spirit that's trying to block you from going to the next level. Yes, I can make it because God said all is well. Even in the midst of the racial situation that's going on in the country, in the midst of changing the laws, there's a universal law, and that law is God. There's a law that God said, man and woman, that's a universal law. And all the laws that the government can make, but it's one law they can't make or they break. The Supreme Court can make all the laws, but another law said, man and woman, be fruitful and multiply. God made the laws you make. God said high, and God looked low. The last word, come with God. The Supreme Court can do what they want to. They can be political or physical. But that's one law that I'm going to endure. The law of the Almighty God. I'm going to listen to the law of the Almighty God. And that law of the Almighty God going to bring us to our healing and bring us to our deliverance and bring it to our breakthrough. And I want to tell you, Robin, we're just telling you, you can be all right. I want to tell you, Deborah-Ann, I'm praying for you this morning. The Spirit brought me to tell you, Alicia, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you this morning, as I look in the Spirit, all is well. Sometimes you say, Bishop, I've been through a whole lot. God has kept me here. I'm praying for the Parker family. I'm praying for you, Chelsea. I'm praying for you, Sam. I'm praying for the boys, Junior, all of them. Ashe. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I want to tell you, Chelsea, whatever going on, God knows. and the truth can be brought out. You know, don't nothing happen just because it happened. So we're going to begin to pray for a breakthrough. We're going to begin to pray that the storm and flood end. We're going to pray that the truth come out. God brought us together one more time. This morning, you said, well, it ain't the time. It's always the time to serve God. There's always times that I say to our ancestors, I say to Misha Brown, I say to Roger Cook, I say to Maddie Cook, I say to Frank Cook, I say to all our ancestors, I say to all our ancestors, I say to them that we see, I say to them we don't see. I call in the forward, I say. To our newest members, I say. And we're going to call in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we call in the power of the Holy Spirit, that's going to be a breakthrough, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Psalms 1:29. I want you to read Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalms 51, yes, 51. Barbara, I'm praying for you. Sister Daniel, all is well. I heard from your father and mother for me to come by and see about you. Share. Chelsea, hold your head up. All is well. Sometimes God has to show us different things. And God has to let us know that he's in control, and he's in complete control. And when you know God in complete control, you know God in complete control. Just go out for you, Gene, Robert. Go out. You, Nelson, go out to you, Barbara, it's out to you, Dr. Christian, it's out to you, for you, to left. It's God for you. Bright star, east, west, north, and south. God for you, got you. And I want to tell you, God got you. Joanne, Barbara, God got you. Be repent. God wants to touch you in such a way. And I want to tell you, thank you. Praise you, Michelle. Jerry, to you and your family. Allow us to shout together one more time. And I want you to be able to shout together one more time. Mary Hoffman and the Hoffman family. I want to say to you this morning, thank you for one more day. Hoffman family. Somebody. Bless you. God bless you. Those three seven students. I want to pray especially to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just want you to continue to thank God for what he has brought you this far, your home, your car, your family, safe. And whatever's going on, I want you to just say thank you. Can you think about this? I just thank you, east, west, north, and south. Those in Arkansas, Mississippi, those in Houston, those that lost loved ones. I just want you to rise up and holler thank you and let him be a thank you to you.
All I'm going to do is just repeat with it. Take your fastball. Empty your bladder, try this new viral prostate hack. It's called the 5-second.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I love him for that.
Thank you. With
all my heart.
Welcome you.
With all my soul, Lord. I love him because he put his love on me. I love him because he purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. And I say this all the time. I'm on my way to heaven. Enjoy the trip. I'm having a good trip.
God bless you.
Young
September the 3rd. And yes, something says,
thank you. Encouragement made in the midnight.